A few of them are going to be carbon 13. And a teeny, 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 tiny percentage of them are going to be carbon 14. Where do these numbers come from? What does 12, 13, and 14 mean? Carbon 12 has 6 protons and 6 neutrons inside the nucleus. Carbon 13 has 1 more neutron. 6 protons plus 7 neutrons gives you 13. And carbon 14 has 8 neutrons. Now, because you're cramming extra neutrons into that nucleus, this is going to make carbon 14 unstable, and it's going to break down through radioactive decay to form something called nitrogen 14 that has 7 protons and 7 neutrons. It's the understanding of these different isotopes of different elements, how they decay, and how long it takes for them to decay. That's the fundamental building block of how we understand absolute ages of different rocks. So, how do we apply this idea of isotopes breaking down to a rock? When we think about radioactive decay, the most straightforward way to think about it is you are changing something in your atom. You're either going to change how many protons are in the nucleus. You're going to change how many neutrons are in the nucleus, or you're going to change both. And you're going to go from a structure in the nucleus that is not very stable to one that is stable. So these unstable isotopes want to decay, and that's what's going to drive this process. So when we talk about radioactive decay, we talk about a parent isotope, as in your mom and dad, and a daughter isotope. The parent isotope is the one that's unstable. It's the carbon 14, or whichever other isotope system you're working with, that is going to decay and break down into a stable isotope. And the stable isotope is the daughter isotope. Now, there are a couple assumptions we have to make here. One is that one parent isotope gives rise to one daughter isotope. Not 2, not 6, not 5, not a half. 1-to-1. So, if we have one parent decay, we should have one daughter produced. Also, the amount of time that it takes for the number of parent atoms to decay so that there are only half of them left is called a half-life. Let's say we start with 100 parent atoms. However long it takes to end up with 50 parent atoms and 50 daughter atoms, that's the half-life for that particular isotopic system. Different isotopes have different half-lives, and we take advantage of that fact when we date different materials. What we want to do is figure out, in any given mineral that contains radioactive isotopes, is how many parent atoms there are, how many daughter atoms there are, and what's the half-life of that system. And then we use the ratio between the parent and the daughter isotopes and that half-life to figure out how old our rock is. So let's go back to our 100 parent atoms system. We start with 100 parent atoms, and let's say it takes 5 million years to end up with 50 parent atoms and 50 daughters. If we were to pick up a rock out in the field and it had 50 parent atoms and 50 daughter atoms in it, how old is your rock?